As of this weekend, 7 Democrats are still running for president, and money, as much as votes, will determine how long they can stay in the competition. The race has become dramatically more expensive as the candidates compete in 7 states that all vote this Tuesday. So we're going to talk to a man who monitors the candidates' bank accounts. Dwight Morris runs a consulting firm for news organizations and others, and he's in his office on this Sunday reading financial disclosure forms that the campaigns had to file by this weekend. Hi, Mr. Morris.
Hey.
So what do these forms look like, and what are you seeing?
Well, the candidates obviously have been extremely busy, but probably not nearly as busy from a fundraising perspective as they'd like. They've all spent more money than they're raising in the last 3 months, and it's only going to get worse from here.
And this is a filing from the fourth quarter of 2003, the last 3 months of 2003.
That's correct.
In that period, Howard Dean showed that over the course of the year, he'd raised a record amount of money and spent most of it, right?
Yes. I mean, it's almost unimaginable, given the fact that he raised more money than any other Democrat in history in the primaries, and yet he spent every dime of it, and the primary season's just getting underway.
It's gone on salaries, consultants?
The amount of money that a person has to spend to raise money is something that, you know, most people really don't think about when they think about a campaign. They just figure that the money, you raise money and you spend it on television. But a large proportion of all of these candidates' money has been spent to raise money.
And we should mention a couple of facts from the Dean campaign. They're putting out the information that they say they still have $5 million in cash on hand, that they're still raising money over the Internet. But the campaign is also saying that it is not spending any money on television commercials in any of the 7 primaries coming up this Tuesday.
That's right. He's taking a pass on the 7 races and just hoping that he can get enough people to vote for him that he can continue to raise money. Now, it's possible that someone like Dean could continue to raise money even if he ends up third or fourth in every one of these states, but that would be a rare candidate.
What's the situation for the guy who has been winning, John Kerry?
Kerry obviously did not raise nearly as much as Dean in the last year, but what he did raise, he spent. Now, his victories in Iowa and New Hampshire have undoubtedly helped his fundraising. Anecdotal evidence is that, you know, they're now raising, you know, large amounts of money on the Internet themselves. And he's the only one, by the way, who's running a truly national campaign at this point.
Mr. Morris, regarding the other candidates, people talk about a burn rate sometimes for corporations that are losing money. You know, how many months can they stay in business before they go bankrupt? Is there a burn rate for losing candidates?
Well, the cost of running in each of these states is astronomical if you're going to begin really running a full-bore campaign with full staffs and advertising. John Edwards is sucking air at this point. He has virtually nothing left. At the end of the fourth quarter, he was down to a little less than $300,000 in the bank. He absolutely has to win South Carolina, and he said this. He has to win South Carolina to have any hope of turning the money spigot back on. And he probably has a burn rate of, say, another 4 days. And then, you know, he's either going to be able to ratchet up his fundraising again because of a victory, or he's going to quietly fade away.
General Wesley Clark got started in fundraising and campaigning a lot later than the others, so what's his financial situation?
Well, Clark is actually, of the candidates there, showing, still some fairly strong fundraising ability. I mean, he raised over $10 million in the 3 months, close of the year. That was more than, with the exception of Dean, any of the other candidates were able to pull together, and by a long shot. I mean, the whole game is about raising the expectation level that you're going to be successful, people give you money, and then if you aren't successful, the money goes away.
It sounds like from what you're saying that none of these candidates can be terribly happy about his fiscal situation.
Well, absolutely not. I mean, and certainly when they take a look across, town at the Republican side of the equation, where President Bush is sitting on $99 million plus in his bank account right now.
Are there Democrats who will probably contribute somewhere down the line, but they're going to wait and see who the likely nominee is?
Well, I think it's more likely that people who have picked candidate X now are going to switch their allegiance to whoever the nominee is and donate to them if they haven't done so already.
We've been talking to Dwight Morris of Dwight L. Morris & Associates, who's in his office on this Sunday reading campaign financial disclosure forms. Thanks very much, Dwight.
Hey, you're quite welcome.